This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com.
She sat next to me in fifth period math. Brown hair, blue eyes, an amazing ass on the first day. She says, hi, I'm Katie. I can't believe this chick is talking to me.
My glasses are too thick. My glasses are too thick.
G'day, I'm Irk, and welcome to episode number 2 of Irk FM. Irk FM is my weekly music podcast, which aims to come down the pipe from the interweb into your computer and into your ears at the end of each and every working week. I'd like to thank everyone who commented on episode 1, and we'll be talking about that more in the episode. However, on this particular show, we have some great music for you, either from the PodSafe Music Network or from Aerial Publicity. So if you like your music loud, maybe a volume of 7, 8 or 9, we have some great songs for you today. If you like your music a bit louder, a bit harder, maybe at volumes 10, 11 or 12, why don't you go and check out the Dark Compass Metal Show? Full information and links will be in the show notes. So we had a pretty good reaction from Irk FM episode number 1. If you're new to the show, welcome. And of course, being episode 2, most people would be new to this show, as am I. I've been a talk podcaster with my regular talk podcast IrkPod since May 2007, but coming into January 2009, I thought I'd take the plunge, and as Colin from the Ouroboros podcast would say, I've joined the dark side and gone over to music podcasting. And if you are a band, or if you're a solo artist, a performer, or a talent agency, and you would like me to play your music here on Irk FM, email me irkpod@gmail.com or leave me a message on the show notes at www.irkfm.com. Also visit irkfm.com to find out more about the show. Initially at least, the majority of the music will come from Aerial Publicity, the PodSafe Music Network, and I have just also joined MusicSubmit.com. And in episode number 4, we will start featuring artists from MusicSubmit.com. So let's go straight into the music. And our first artist is a band from the great country of New Zealand, just a bit to the right-hand side of me here in Australia. And this is Amp, here on Irk FM, irkfm.com.
Each moment more I discover. don't want you.
Was an amp double shot. The first song you heard was called Go, and that was followed by Iron Man. Amp are a band from Wellington in New Zealand, and the song Go, which was the first song that you heard, has actually been featured in a Vodafone ad in New Zealand. The song Go is at the end of a Vodafone commercial, which is advertising their music station service on Vodafone. What that basically in some of the different Vodafone networks, they are allowing you to download unlimited music, but the catch is, you have to pay for that music each and every week. So you can download as much as you want for, say, $3 a week. And while you keep on paying your $3 a week, that's fine. But stop, and I believe that you can't play that music anymore. Whereas if you go to somewhere like iTunes and you pay your $1.69 or whatever the local equivalent is, and then you can play that song on your iTunes or on your iPod as much as you want, and you pay for the song once only. So it's good to see that a band that isn't really well known, at least in this country and in other countries outside New Zealand, is getting a bit of airplay and a bit of commercial exposure. They are a really good band, Amp, and I discovered them on the Podsafe Music Network, and we featured them on a recent ErkPod roundtable.
Do you like metal? Why aren't you listening to the Dark Compass Metal Show? 30 minutes of some of the thundering metal from the Podsafe Music Network. The DCMS. DarkCompass.com/metal.
The band we're about to feature now is the first band that we have featured from Aerial Publicity. And Aerial Publicity is a great source for Podsafe Music for your podcast. And my mate and fellow podcaster Richard from the Wasting Time podcast actually sent me in the direction of Aerial Publicity. A lot of the music that Richard plays is very good, and I do have to say that I enjoy listening to it. Some of the bands, for instance, Kill the Alarm, which we'll be playing a bit later, absolutely rock. And Richard's got a good taste in music, so if you hear it on his show, that means that it's pretty good. We actually played this artist on the recent ErkPod Roundtable 12, which was held in December of 2008. Now, the first song is called Sunday Afternoon. And Jen from Hyper Nonsense and Inside My Head, she features music on her podcast Inside My Head as well. And she actually thought that the song Sunday Afternoon that I'm about to play was the song that we played on ErkPod Roundtable 12. However, Jen, that wasn't the song. The song that you heard on the roundtable was the second song that I'll play in this last November double shot, and it was called the Bumper Sticker Song. So sit back and relax, and here is Last November with Sunday Afternoon.
Found, oh, there's a gene. politician is keeping all the money.
That was Last November with Sunday Afternoon, and that was followed by the bumper sticker song. Last November described themselves as being in the alternative, indie, pop, and indie rock categories, and they list their influences as The Beatles, The Police, and Jimmy Eat World. And I know that I haven't heard of Jimmy Eat World for quite some time, so I'm not exactly sure what they're doing, but they do indeed rock. And I must actually find out what Jimmy Eat World have been doing. And last November are from Atlanta, Georgia. And I hope that you enjoyed both of those songs. And last November come to us courtesy of Aerial Publicity. The next band that we're about to feature on IRC FM episode number 2 is one of the artists that I found via Richard from the Wasting Time podcast. And these guys, you hopefully will hear something about them mainstream very soon. They actually describe themselves as the stepchild of Green Day and Matchbox 20. They hail from the Lower East Side of Manhattan in New York City. And if you like heavy guitars like I do and catchy riffs and catchy hooks, you'll enjoy Kill the Alarm, and you'll also enjoy this song, which is one of a few good songs actually from Kill the Alarm, called Sit Up. And on the Kill the Alarm website, you can actually download a free track. So this is Kill the Alarm with Sit Up, courtesy of the Podsafe Music Network.
Sit up, sit up, sit up, I'm not leaving, I'm not leaving. I believe I will live up, live up, live up to what I'm singing now, to what I'm singing. Yes, I've been held down, let myself get pushed around. I couldn't figure it out. In a word, lost is where I've been.
Sing.
live up, live up, live up to what we're singing now. Stand up for what you're singing about.
And that was Kill the Alarm We've Set Up. And over the coming weeks, we will feature some other Kill the Alarm tracks.
Hi, I am Dina, 25 years old. I am looking for man for long-term relations. I am from Russia. I live in St. Petersburg. Dina.
It's hyper nonsense.
Clearly a junk mail, I think.
That's kind of funny.
But it's still kind of
long-term
funny
long-term relations?
Yeah. I kind of like the prospect of long-term relations over, say, a long-term relationship.
Yeah, but long-term relations?
Of course, if I had to fly back and forth to St. Petersburg...
It'd be a long-term relation just trying to get there.
Exactly.
That's great.
Hypernonsense.com.
Now, our next song isn't actually from a recognized artist, but some of you who have been listening to Irk Pod and some of the other podcasts that I listen to, you will understand why I'm playing this song. Now, there are some podcasters that are musicians, and there are some podcasters who would like to be musicians, and then there's other podcasters who are trying to be musicians and are just mucking around for some fun. And then there are some podcasters who have absolutely no music talent at all. I'll let you decide which category I fit into and which category our next song fits into. This is The Right Way by The Sidebars. And The Sidebars are actually Sean O and Jen from Hyper Nonsense, and their shows Sean O Graham and Inside My Head. I heard this song recently, and considering that these guys aren't full-time musicians, it's definitely worth a listen to anyway. And it just goes to show what you can do if you have the right equipment and you're prepared to put the effort in. You don't necessarily need multi-million dollar studios to produce some work. So let me know what you think of this song. Also, let me know what you think of the other music that I'm playing here on Irk FM. The Sidebars, otherwise known as Sean O and Jen, with The Right Way here on Irk FM, irkfm.com.
Was the right way, you swore it was the right way. You said it was the right way. You swore it was. A paper in a frame, you slaved away all those days. Such a shame.
I do have to say that that song is cool. And don't forget to check out Hyper Nonsense. It's a quality show and it makes me laugh every week. And Shauno and Jen are great friends of mine too, so spread the love. That's what I'm doing here. Speaking of spreading the love, there's been a bit of love that's been spread my way this week after episode number one of IRC FM, and I'm rather pleased about that. I did have some feedback from Rolly from Dark Compass, and also the Dark Compass Metal Show, whose promo you heard a bit earlier. And we also heard from Colin from the Ouroboros podcast. And both of those guys have been long-established music podcasters. They don't necessarily do a talk podcast like I do. They do their talking bits about what's happening around them in their music podcast, whereas you won't necessarily hear any stuff that's going on with me in IRC FM. You'll have to tune to IRC Pod for that, www.irkpod.com.au. But I was rather pleased to hear back from both Rolly and from Colin. I know they're quite busy, and I also know that especially Colin, he is well and truly behind on some of his podcasts, so it was good that they actually gave my episode one of IRC FM a listen. And this is one of the things that I actually like about podcasting compared to things like TV and radio. In the TV and radio world, I would be, on a smaller scale, I would be a competitor to both of those guys with their shows. But because we're podcasters, we're just average guys doing what we do, they're more than happy to show me some love, they're more than willing to give me some suggestions based on what they've learned, and I'm quite happy to follow up with that and improve this show as well. As Colin said on his latest show, the first show was a bit different, and I hope that you've noticed some difference between the first part and the second part. And I know that Colin and Rolly didn't necessarily know what I had in mind when I did the first episode, but I do thank you guys both for your feedback. And I hope that I can continue to receive some feedback from time to time. Your shows are great, and that's one of the reasons why I decided to get into, as Colin calls it, the dark side. I've got all this music here, and I thought it would be a shame to waste it. So I'm really going ahead, and I'm really enjoying doing this, even though it's only week two. I've definitely enjoyed getting all the music together, actually working out a plan that I've done this week. I've tried very hard to match the various sort of artists together. You'll notice this week that all of the artists have a harder, rockier edge, whereas next week, on episode number three, we're going to hear from the ladies and we're going to play some female music. Music performed by females, of course, and we'll hear some of that for a change of pace. I'm not necessarily going to do a theme each week, but I thought for the first episode we'll make it a bit different, make it a bit special, and will also involve and also promote some of the other podcasters that have helped me. And as anyone who knows me well and has listened to IrkPod for a while knows, I'm not exactly shy of helping out and promoting my other podcasters, because they end up doing the same for me. So it's been good. And again, I thank Riley and Colin for their comments and their suggestions. And we will see how this quote-unquote dark side goes, shall we?
Settle down now, class. Today we are talking about symbology in ancient Greece. The Ouroboros is a symbol of a snake eating its own tail that signifies infinity. But it has been cruelly misused as the name for one of those horrific music podcasts playing rock and roll. Music such as this. And this. And this. I urge you not to listen to this travesty that treads all over the noble history of the ancients, and most certainly don't go to OUROBOUROS.co.uk to subscribe.
Oh, you can't stop it now.
And also, thank you to Jacob from Canada. I know he's a fan of me from IrkPod, and he's come across and he's listening to Irk FM. And thank you, Jacob. And as you did point out, due to how I'm actually releasing the schedules, for instance, in Canada, in America, we'll actually receive the episodes late on Thursday afternoon. Whereas here in Australia, I'm basically aiming for a Friday lunchtime release of the episodes. Either way, having said that, what I'm basically aiming for is for the podcast to land into your computer and into your ears towards the end of the week. Because the way that I listen to podcasts, for instance, is that I find that a lot of them come out Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then by the time Thursday, Friday comes along, there's not so much that's coming down the pipe. And so I'm not sure if this is coincidence or not, but it mainly seems to be the end of the week for me that seems to be the best time to release a podcast. Because I'm sure there's people like me who basically listen to podcasts 7 days a week based on their work schedule or whatever. And so there'll be times there when they're thinking, well, I could really do with something being downloaded by now. And you've got the added advantage that if you're going for a weekend drive, or if you've got a party on or something like that, that you can put on a show like Irk FM, and you can listen to the music. Because I know that sometimes by the end of the week, you just want to hear some music. And that's the whole idea. And this is coming from a guy who hosts a talk podcast or two. So thank you, Jacob, for your feedback. And I encourage that to continue. And also thank you to Sean A from Hyper Nonsense, whose song we played a bit earlier, and the promo that we played a bit earlier as well for Hyper Nonsense. Thank you, Sean A, for your comments, and yes, mate, I was feeling okay when I produced Irk FM episode number 1. Feeling great and looking forward to the road trip in a couple of months. If you have any feedback, you can email me, irkpod@gmail.com. You can leave a comment on the show notes at irkfm.com. Or indeed, you can leave me a voicemail on the ErkPod voicemail system. If you're using Skype, leave me a message with the under the Skype ID of ErkPod. If you're inside Australia, pick up your telephone and call 02 80 03 69 05. And if you're international and not on Skype, 612 80 03 69 05. Or if you would like to send me an MP3 voice comment, you can just send it to ErkPod@gmail.com. And what I will try to do is that I will try to discuss any feedback towards the end of each and every episode. Now it's time to end episode 2 of Erk FM, and we're going to finish it brilliantly. In fact, we're going to finish it by a band who call themselves The Brilliant Mistakes, and here is their song Good Year for a Change. Now, The Brilliant Mistakes hail from Brooklyn in New York City. New York City seems to be a good place to be. If you're a musician or you're a band, there seems to be a lot coming out of New York. And they list their influences as The Beatles, The Beach Boys, and Elvis Costello. So here's an interesting mix, and a nice way to see us out for this particular episode. Join us next week on Erk FM episode number 3, where we'll hear some songs from the ladies. Our music today has been supplied by Aerial Publicity and the Podsafe Music Network. Don't forget to check the show notes at ErkFM.com for a full list of all the songs and also a link to the artists and also the podcast who we played promos for. So until next week, I'm Erk, the host of Erk FM, and this is The Brilliant Mistakes with their song Good Year for a Change. And 2009's going to be a great year. Stay tuned.
To say the least, it's been a good year for a change. It's guaranteed to last a while. I'll be home once I kill the beast. More and more I can see the blue sky from the trees. And I don't mind the time with you. That's an understatement to say the least. I'll be a good boy instead of messing up the moment, preparing our demise. Where would I turn if something cruel took me by surprise? If I've taken you for granted, put me in a hole. Cover me up, I'll be no wiser when all my breath is gone. Now we're holding on to something not everyone can see. Battered lids, the turning tides, warning signs, we're on the skids. If it chews you up in the morning, when strangers say hello, some deep desire of something we lost a long time ago. Move over now, I'll find a place for us to be. Through thick and thin, like some old-fashioned fantasy. And if you push the buttons that will trigger me to feel, I'll give it back with heart intact. Maybe that's not what you expect from the deal. Well, I'll be a good boy instead of messing up the moment, preparing our demise. If I've taken you for granted and put me in a hole,
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com.
She sat next to me in fifth period math. Brown hair, blue eyes, an amazing ass on the first day. She says, hi, I'm Katie. I can't believe this chick is talking to me.
My glasses are too thick.